Yeah.
Hi, Mrs. I'm calling from Opinion Research. We are conducting an opinion poll about politics and issues in your area of Texas. Are you registered to vote in Texas?
Yes, I am.
Okay, there will be a Democratic primary election in March 2024 for U.S. Senate between Congressman Colin Allred and State Senator Roland Gutierrez to see which one will take on Ted Cruz for local offices like state legislature. Would you definitely vote? Would you probably vote in the primary?
Oh, yes, I vote. Yes, ma'am, I am.
Okay, please answer if you have a very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable opinion of each of the following organizations and people. The first one is Joyce Chapman.
Don't know her.
Okay. Clint Dan Horn.
Don't know that person.
Harold Dutton.
Harold Dutton.
Mm-hmm.
Him.
Very favorable. Somewhat. Yes, ma'am. Somewhat unfavorable or very unfavorable?
Very favorable.
Sheila Jackson Lee.
For what was she running for?
It doesn't say. Just based on what you know.
Favorable.
Very or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Okay. Houston Independent School District. HISD.
No ma'am.
You don't know?
I say no ma'am. No, not favorable.
Somewhat unfavorable or very unfavorable?
Not unfavorable. Not favorable. Not favorable at all. Don't like the superintendent.
Okay. What about Danny Norris?
Don't know.
Okay. Thank you. As you know, the state of Texas has taken over the running of the Houston Independent School District. Which one comes closer to your opinion about this? Support a state takeover because HISD schools are failing our kids and working conditions for teachers and staff are dangerous. Or oppose state takeover because our local community and elected leaders know best how to run our schools. Support or oppose?
Oppose.
Thank
oppose
you.
Both of them. I don't.
Okay. In March, there will be a Democratic primary for the Texas State House. Which of these four candidates would you vote for if you had to choose today? Joyce Chapman, Harold Dutton, Clint Dan Horn, or Danny Norris?
Harold Dutton.
Thank you. Now, here are a few statements about the current long-time state representative Harold Dutton and his record. Please rate each reaction to each statement as either very positive, somewhat negative, or very negative. Harold Dutton supports the state takeover of HISD schools and wrote the law allowing the state to do it. Very positive, somewhat negative, or very negative?
Somewhat negative.
Thank you. He voted for a cut in property taxes that gives the biggest percentage cost savings to lower and middle-income homeowners.
Positive, somewhat positive. I mean, positive.
Very or somewhat?
Very positive.
Okay. Dutton voted to create more affordable housing in Houston.
Very positive.
Harold Dutton worked to stop Governor Abbott's extreme plan to defund public education through his voucher scheme.
Very positive.
Representative Dutton was the only Democrat in the State House to not support the implement of Attorney General Ken Paxton, who was accused by his own staff of personally profiling from his office and helping a wealthy campaign contributor avoid prosecution.
What was your question again? I know it was about Ken Paxton. You want me to...
Oh, what is your reaction to this statement? Very positive, somewhat positive, somewhat negative, or very negative?
Very positive.
Okay. Harold Dutton had led the fight to provide free health care to an insured lower-income Texan paid for by three federal government Medicaid money.
Very positive.
Okay. And he's fighting against the extreme Republican ban on abortion rights by voting consistently to stop laws that criminalize doctors who provide life-saving care to pregnant women in trouble and ban women from getting an abortion, even in case of rape and incest.
Very popular.
Thank you. Based on this information, which of the following four candidates would you vote for in the upcoming Democratic primary state house if you had to choose today? Joyce Chapman, Harold Dutton, Clint Dan Horn, or Danny Norris?
Harold Dutton.
Thank you. Just a few more questions for statistical purposes. Can you please tell me your age range between 1839, 4054, 55, 64, or 65 and up?
52.
Thank you. And do you own or rent your current place of residence? Thank you. Do you consider yourself African American or Black?
Both. African American.
Okay. Do you have any children currently in the local public schools?
No.
Do you have any grandchildren who attend local public schools?
Yes.
Thank you. And that concludes our survey. I thank you so much for your time and patience. I hope you enjoy the rest of your day.
You too.